New York Governor Andrew Cuomo vetoed electric scooters and bikes Thursday over safety concerns. But some advocates are saying that the discussion so far has made Rochester safer for people who get around without a car. WXXI's James Brown has the story.
Rochester City Council member Mitch Gruber says this year's push for e-scooters started conversations that the city's leadership needed to have.
We had multiple meetings about scooters, and what it's done is it's morphed into a more kind of regular opportunity for experts to get around and talk about how to make our safety, our city ready for things like scooters, but also how to make it more amenable to bikes and pedestrians now.
Experts like Arian Horowitz, who writes the Urban Phoenix blog, which focuses on urbanism in Rochester and beyond. He says, we've over-prioritized cars for decades.
What cities are trying to do is get back to pedestrian-safe areas, walkability, cycling infrastructure, public transit, and also different modes of micro-mobility, such as e-scooters.
Gruber says these conversations led to revamping the city's codes. That includes making it illegal for drivers to park or stand in bike lanes and allowing bikes on sidewalks when the weather is bad or roads are blocked. He also says making Rochester pedestrian friendly is a big part of the city's 2034 comprehensive plan, which passed this fall. As for e-scooters and electric bikes, Cuomo says he wants more discussion on the topic. And Gruber says Rochester will be ready for them when they're legal. James Brown, WXXI News.